So much has changed in the last week. One thing that hasn't changed is people are still buying and selling homes, and they're doing so with Joanne Wine and Associates Real Estate. And joining us right now, Realtor Jeff Wine. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. Tell us how your business has changed or how you're doing things differently these days.
Right. Well, thanks for asking. It certainly has been an adjustment, and I think every day, even the things I had forwarded you last night, I'm starting to rethink some of those. You know,
yeah.
We've been open. We held open houses last weekend for sellers that wanted them, and traffic, what was kind of light. So what we're expecting with guidance from the National Association of Realtors, and hopefully buyers and sellers will understand, is to do a lot more virtually. We're going to be here answering phones, counseling people, but probably doing a lot more on the phone and via video whenever possible, virtual tours, those types of things than we had done in the past. I think the public is getting a lot more comfortable with that. We've been putting more and more pictures on for quite a few years, and using more and more homes have professional photography done, some with music overlays, some with virtual tours, some with drone videos, and I'm expecting that we'll be using more of that type of technology and those methods to sell homes. It's tough because it certainly is a people business. People,
right.
You don't want to be face to face at some point in the transaction. They want to be face-to-face. They want to be comfortable, especially if it's their first purchase, first time working with that sales associate. There's that level of trust. Is the person experienced? Have they done this before? Can I trust them, to either one, with my earnest money deposit, to understand my wants and needs, to understand the business? You can pick up so much of that. You can pick up only so much of that from a resume, online ratings or rankings on whatever internet site. I think for many of us, you still have to be face-to-face, kneecap-to-kneecap at some point to get comfortable with whomever you're working with, regardless of what you're buying.
Yeah. What advice would you have for somebody that's got their house on the market right now?
One, do talk to us about putting it on the market, and rest assured that we are screening people even a little bit, in different ways. One, we do want to make sure that people have a need. So sellers, one, get your house ready like we have talked about, in the past a lot. All the honey-do lists, get those done. Maybe it would be a great idea to have the house even cleaner than it was before.
Yeah.
Let us be able to reassure the people that are going to be viewing your home that the house has been disinfected, it's been wiped down. I guess I'm going to show a house at 9:30 this morning, and I picked up, I had a dust mask in my garage, from woodworking. I've got the vinyl latex gloves if the customer would like those. I've got rubber gloves myself that I'll be using to protect myself so I don't spread it to somebody else, that I'm not a carrier, and also for the protection of the buyer as well as the seller.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll encourage people to let myself or one of our associates who's ever demonstrating and showing the home, let them open the door, turn on the lights, open the cabinet. That's another part of, the home buying process, or really anything. We engage all of our senses, right? And the tactile sense or touching and feeling is certainly something that we often do. And I guess if you're not gloved, then please don't touch.
Right.
We want to let our sellers know that we're taking these steps so they feel more comfortable selling their home. There certainly are going to be situations where people need to sell, and we want to make that process as comfortable and painless as possible for them. which we've always tried to do, but even, you know, with heightened awareness of the world we're currently living in.
Yeah. I think a lot of, as you mentioned, a lot of people are going to be, you know, shopping online, looking at, you know, virtual tours and things like that, whereas they might on a Sunday get in the car and go visit four or five open houses. They're going to do it virtually now. And then when they really get serious about one, it's in their price range, they really like it, they like the location, then they get serious about maybe coming for a tour.
Correct. Yeah, because I think what, as realtors, and I don't think you and I have ever talked about it on your show before, but one thing that is a great way for a listing agent or listing broker to lose a listing is to bring unqualified, unmotivated tire kickers to a property. If I end up showing a home to someone that isn't able to buy in normal times, to and I inconvenience the seller, you know, let's say I squeeze. And we've all done, I think most of the people in my business have done this. We push the seller to show a house before a birthday party, before a holiday dinner. Anyway, we've inconvenienced them in some way. And then to find out that the purchaser wasn't qualified or was just looking, I mean, that listing is very possibly going to a competitor. And now with the risk of, you know, possibly, you know, more dire consequences with having someone infected, bringing an unqualified infected person through the house just isn't going to fly with anybody. So we just have to be, I listened to former Governor Scott, now Senator Scott from Florida, on, I can't remember what news channel he was on this morning, Fox or CNN, and just talking about the importance of taking care of ourselves so we don't infect others. Mm-hmm. And I guess all of us, and regardless of the type of business we're in, have to be cognizant of those protocols. And they seem to be changing day to day. I mean, you're surrounded by, you're in the newsroom for 8 hours, right? Or a lot longer than I am.
Yeah, it's a changing landscape by the hour. And so we just all have to pay attention to what's going on and abide by what's happening. So you may see a little slowdown, a little downturn in the market for a period of time. But I think on the other side of this, Jeff, hopefully people there's pent up demand and people are going to want to buy and sell, including real estate.
Oh, absolutely, everything, and it's getting through the current period. And I think the more calm that we can exude, that hopefully the people we're working with will pick up on that. If we're calm, maybe they'll be calm, or hopefully they will be, and we'll all get through this. I mean, we get through things, right? Regardless, but sure. Let's just do it as best we can, care for one another, and move forward as best we can together to fight this nasty thing.
Yeah, because by the way, heading into this, the market was looking pretty good, wasn't it? The real estate market.
Oh yeah, I just we've been on a nice I would say like price appreciation. The graph I'm looking at looks like a 20 degree angle from 2017. You know, nice gentle upward sloping appreciation curve. For all price ranges. Things have been very good.
Yeah.
We had last year in December, we may have been down a little bit sales, but I think that was more inventory than, 28. Yeah, no, one. We were up to 2020 from 19. So I think last month, the sales nationwide anyway, were going, doing extremely well. I think it was reported that was one, if not the best February, one of the best Februaries in the housing industry in years. So, this has really kind of put a kibosh to everything.
Yeah, it sure has. Well, one of the weirdest things, Jeff, has got to be you're a salesperson. You sell things. You close on a deal, and what do you do when you close? You reach out your hand. You shake on it. You can't do that for a while. That's weird.
No, and even yesterday I saw that there even. You hug, you shake hands, sometimes you hug, and it's just, it really seems kind of, it's not really, I had one on Tuesday, and it wasn't cold, but it wasn't as warm as it typically would have been. And then yesterday, I went up to change out riders on a listing, and the owner, unbeknownst to me, had VRBO'd it. He had it, and I'm like, why is this car here? Why are there two kids in the living room? And the house is supposed to be empty. And I went up and introduced myself to the guy who was renting it for a few days. And I, you know, instinctively stuck up my hand to shake hands, and he took it. And I was like, wait a minute, we're not supposed to do that anymore.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, Debbie lost two uncles. Larry Smith, we still call him Uncle Larry. He was married to Debbie's aunt years ago. You know, and we'll probably see family members there. Like, we went to another funeral on Monday, and it's the instinctive thing is to hug and embrace and all that kind of thing. Elbow bumping just doesn't quite get it.
No, it doesn't. It's a different world. I'm glad you mentioned Larry, by the way, because we've learned now that there will be a small private funeral tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and we will be broadcasting that, which I know seems like an unusual move, but Larry's heart and soul was here at these radio stations.
Absolutely.
And because, you know, the ability to get out is limited, you know, you can't have a large crowd assemble because, you know, there would be a large crowd at Larry's funeral. We will broadcast it at 6 p.m. tomorrow, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. That's a good reminder.
That's great you're doing that. Yeah, he was a great guy. Really enjoyed working with him when he now I dread seeing Jason for vacation land because he – and before him, Larry, I kind of would like to run and hide. I never want to commit this time of year. I never want to commit to spending the money on a vacation land ad. And it's like, oh, but, you know, Larry and I worked recently with, Larry on another project which he did a really, really nice job with and was, very helpful with getting some money raised at Grace Church.
Yeah.
So, he really was a wonderful man and was all about Port Huron and what was good for Port Huron and St. Clair County.
Absolutely. Huge loss for the community. Tough times.
Yeah, it really
Jeff.
Is.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it really is.
Hang in there. I hope you can sell some houses. Yeah, this is just temporary. We'll come out the other side. We'll be stronger and better and we'll move forward, right?
Absolutely. Well, in a few weeks, I'll be expert at working with the things I described earlier in our conversation, video chatting, live streaming, camera work. It's all these things that have been to do someday of now's the time.
There you go. If somebody's got extra time on their hands this week and is interested in taking a virtual tour, learning more about what's going on at Joanne Wine and Associates, where can they connect with you?
Either 810-985-5080 or our website, joannewine.com.
All right. Stay well, Jeff. Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too, Paul. All best right. wishes to you and your family, both at the station and otherwise.
All right. You and yours as well.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.